You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. His name is Nick Myrie, and he is with Nick Myrie Fitness right there out of California. Today we're going to learn a little bit about his business and what exactly he's doing for the fine folks of California. I can give you a hint, it's probably got something to do with fitness. Let's welcome him to the show. Nick Myrie, welcome.
How's it going? Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Nick, could you tell us a little bit about Nick Myrie Fitness and what you're sort of doing for the folks of California?
So I've been in the fitness industry for about 6 years, and I've worked with a wide variety of people, from dads to moms to, kids in college, elderly. And so I've kind of focused and narrowed it down to an overall physique, people who are looking to just stay in shape and also limiting and restricting themselves. I take that away. So it's basically how to live your life to the fullest while being healthy and while being in shape and achieving those goals that you want.
I think that's fantastic. And you mentioned something. You work with the elderly, from the elderly to college kids.
Well, when I first started, I was trying to be that trainer that wanted to do it all.
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of trainers kind of want to do, because they're like, you know what? You know, I want clients. And I have worked with them. It's not my specialty.
Right.
So I've kind of transitioned into what I like to work with. And I'm actually out here in Los Angeles, so I have worked with a lot of, models and actors and people in that realm. And so I've kind of transitioned my focus into keeping them and their bodies up to the standards that they need to go out and do the work that they need to do.
But the reason I bring up the elderly and the college kids is because it's two completely stark different people. And I feel like it kind of lets people know that you don't necessarily have to. I mean, are you looking for people? Do you train people who are already in shape, or are you training people who are obese or just haven't really had that in shape body? So is it more of a challenge for you to start with people who maybe have never even seen a gym before in their life?
It is a challenge. But I like challenges. I like to solve that problem for them. But it, I love training people who are in really good shape, because it's like training an athlete. I mean, you get to really just take them through their ringer and back.
Right.
And, again, I don't mind at all. Actually, as long as they're willing to show up and put the work in, I'll give you 110% of me. If I don't get that from you, then I won't train you. I'll actually give you your money back.
And that's what it's all about, right? I mean, in essence, there's no magic pill out there that's going to make you fit. This is something that takes hard work. And if you see your favorite movie star, for example, on television, you're like, oh my God, that guy's so fit, or that girl's so fit. This is work that they've put in to achieve these bodies that they have. So could you talk a little bit about what your program, the A-List Physique, what your new program kind of does to help get people who are either extremely fit or on the complete opposite side of the spectrum? How do they achieve that?
Okay, so the first thing is it's how to stay in shape, tip-top shape, or at a very consistent, regular basis year-round. So you were talking about how all these actors who get in shape for these roles,
right?
What they do and the process that they do it is correct, but they do a lot of unnecessary things that you don't have to necessarily do, but they're also getting paid, millions of dollars to look like that, so of course
right.
They're going to go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, if you're training for, if you're getting in shape for a role, that is literally your job. You wake up in the morning, oh man, I got to get ready to play Batman in about 2 or 3 months. Where if you're a normal person, sometimes, I guess, scheduling in that time to find yourself, to get yourself to the gym, or whether it's you wake up a little earlier or leave work a little earlier, do you find that people find it hard sometimes to kind of fit fitness into their schedules?
I do, but usually that's because they don't have a plan. They don't have a blueprint. Like,
right.
What are you building off of?
Right.
So if you don't have a plan of action, it's hard to actually take action. So if you can find what specifically and really sit down and why do you want to be where you want to go and what is it that you really want, rather than just like, I want to look like that because he's like my favorite movie star.
Right.
For the most part, you might fall off. And then, you know, I definitely having some like motivation and some accountability and having someone there to kind of give you a step-by-step approach on how to do that without, you know, limiting your social life. If you'd like to have a beer occasionally, that's totally fine. Most people, you know, go to the complete extreme and say that, you know, I can't do all these things, and then they fall off, and then they go to the other side and like, well, I'm going to, you know, eat as much as I want. I'm going to do this, X, Y, and Z. And then the next thing you know, they're back to square one and they lose their motivation.
Right.
All you need to do is moderate your life and build a plan that works around your lifestyle.
I thought you brought up a really interesting point there, Nick. And it's that I've always felt like fitness and health, it's a lifestyle change if you're not used to the lifestyle. So you can't just jump on some fad diet or decide that you want to look like your favorite movie star, so you're going to stop drinking beer for as long as you possibly can. It's got to be a lifestyle change. If you drink beer, you have to find a happy medium with how many beers you can have a week, feeling comfortable and still being able to maintain your fit shape, right? I mean, it's moderation.
Yeah, I love beer.
Right? Me too. I don't want no beer.
I love all those foods that, you know, quote unquote, like society or the food labels say that are unhealthy or bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, those foods that you could still thoroughly enjoy, given that you know, what you're supposed to be eating within your means.
Now, I imagine you're probably a fit gentleman, so you've been down this path before. For those out there who may not be, I mean, is it wrong? Like, could you have yourself that double cheeseburger and then just work twice as hard next time you're at the gym?
Well, I'm a big fan of not punishing myself. So, you know, my thing is, if I know I'm going to go out with the guys,
yeah,
or I'm going to go out to a dinner and there's going to be a burger and a beer, you know, I usually save the amount of food that I'm allotted in my, so everything I do is calculated. So I know how much I need to eat in a day.
Right.
And what I'll do is I'll save those calories, you know, those proteins and those fats, those carbs for the end of my day so that I can eat that and still stay on target for the intake that I need for the day.
So planning, that seems to be the key here. Planning.
Well, yeah, that's what I said at the beginning is if you have no plan of action, it's hard to, you know, take action.
And it feels, it just felt like we just came full circle, Nick. I feel like this whole interview has came right around. So people planning is really the answer here. And Nick Myhre can help you with that. So Nick, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the people out there listening can get in touch with you. Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I do. My Facebook page is Nick Myhre Fitness. I have had an ad floating around all over the U.S., for the A-List Physique. It's actually going to be getting launched today. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not too sure. There's a couple of little difficulties I was having.
Okay.
And essentially, what we're doing is it's really geared toward people in the entertainment industry who are models and actors and need to be in that sort of shape.
Right.
And giving them the tools to do that without making certain sacrifices that you don't have to do.
That is fantastic. Well, we all look forward to the app. And, of course, head on over to nickmyrefitness.com for more information about Nick and his services. And, Nick, thank you so much for coming on my show and telling us a little bit about your professional life. We really appreciate it. And, of course, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.